No, I'm not even bullshitting. I had a dream like, fuck, 2 weeks ago that I just got up one day, fucking went to the gas station, filled up the tank, started heading to work, like on the 99, and I
And
just
just stayed
fucking,
on there.
and I just, dude, I took the 99 south all the way to fucking Mexico.
My nigga definitely let he was gonna go.
Yeah, dude, like I went to Mexico and like it looked, oh, sorry about that. Yeah, that's fucking people bumping their beat on the street.
Yeah, if you hear the background.
Pieces of crap in their sheets.
You need some soundproof in this bitch.
I know it's fucking ridiculous.
Bro, all you gonna do is just buy some pads at fucking Amazon.
I got pads, but I'm not about to pad this room.
Bro,
It's my bedroom.
so?
I ain't padding this room.
Why?
If they don't like it, fuck you.
It's not about them. It's yeah,
It
actually,
is
no, it
about.
is
What are you
kind of, yeah,
talking
I would
about?
say it is kind of about them.
If we weren't, if it wasn't about them, we would just be hanging out.
Yeah, pretty much. This would just be some normal pastime bullshit that we do every
Like
day.
that would be like when we used to do it like on the phone and we didn't put it out at all.
Yeah.
It was just into the void.
Yeah, we have a lot of phone. We have a lot of episodes on the phone that we don't even have on
Oh, they're
here.
gone. They're
Yeah, I
lost.
would say those are
They're never
gone.
coming back.
I would laugh one day if he actually just did find them. Like they're in some fucking cloud or some shit. And just had hella footage of just all the fucking shit that we were talking back in the
Like
back on your phone.
that's how it's gonna be like when you go up to see Jesus and he's about to send you to heaven or hell. He's just got a cloud of all your bullshit.
Bro, I would honest to God, I would love that.
And he's all, I got a cloud full of your shit. You're all what? He's all what? You ain't heard of the cloud. No, he's all, I made the
I mean
motherfucking cloud.
the motherfucking I would fucking love that. Like, as you shit you not. Like, if fucking we died, went up to heaven before we got judged and all that shit, and we get to look at all the shit that we've done in our lives, I'd be like, yeah, I pretty much deserve to go down
He's all
there.
just
Let's
look at
go.
this. Look at this. Just shaking his head.
Especially if he's like stopping, like pausing everything, like pointing at shit, and he's like, you see what you did here? And he's like trying to teach you basically everything that you did wrong and shit like that. I'm just like,
That'd be
bruh.
funny though if like you couldn't see it. You just see him like there's a screen, right? Right? Like say Jesus is standing in front of you. Right? And then he's looking at a TV, but the back of the TV is facing you. So you can't see what he's looking at, just his reaction.
Dude, honestly,
That'd be funny though if he
that would
could,
be funny as fuck. I would love that.
like if he was just, no, you
I would
wouldn't.
love
You'd be shitting your britches,
that.
dude.
I know for a fact the bullshit I've done in
It
my past. I would
would just
love
be
that.
funny because like, what if he was standing there for a minute? He starts shaking his head. And you're like, oh, fuck, what's going on?
I would be like that. I'd be like, yo,
He's
wait,
all that much
what?
pepper, huh? Wow.
Wow, I'd be like, wait, what? I'd be hella confused.
No low carb having ass.
Bro, that would be fun as fuck, though. I'm not gonna lie. Like, me personally, because I know I didn't do any, like, really bad shit.
Yeah, but we've sinned. We're not
Oh, yeah,
religious at
we've
all. Like,
sinned.
we're
Yeah,
going to
we've
hell.
sinned as hell. Yeah, we've sinned all high hell. I'm not gonna
Unless
lie
you
about that.
fucking repent. I think by the time you get there, he's like, no.
Yeah.
This ain't no get out of jail free card.
Yeah, like, no, we're pretty much done at that point.
Oh, no.
Like, our teenage years, we pretty much screwed ourselves over and stamped our names in the book.
Had sex before you were married? Yep. Out of here.
Honestly, I feel like all that rule bullshit is like bullshit. Like, every fucking time I look at the Bible and I see little shit like that to make sure you get your ticket into heaven, I'm just like, are you
Well, yeah,
fucking
I'm not.
serious?
Well, no, yeah, exactly. Like, we're not religious.
I'm like, bro, I am a human being. If I want to fuck, I'm gonna go fuck. If I want to drink, I'm
A
gonna go
human
drink. If I want to
being
smoke,
wrote the
don't
book.
stop me.
A couple, actually.
Yeah, I would say a
Isn't
couple wrote the book.
that what the whole like different chapters are? It's just stories from different
Yeah,
people.
it's just different fucking views on different fucking
That's like a
things.
timeshare of a book.
Pretty much. Actually, yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure, like, probably about a good 100 years from now, they're gonna add in some more shit about us
See,
and
that's
all
like
that
if I
stuff.
got a journal and I wrote in it for like 3 weeks and then I was like, yo, here, dog, jot some shit down.
And then just get
And then we
passed
just
on
kept
over the
passing around
years.
until it was done.
Honestly, I don't think it'd ever
And then they'd
get
be like, what
done.
the fuck is this about?
Yeah. Like, motherfuckers be like, yo, hold on, what? Fucking just have a random ass story about a gay dude. Just be random as fuck.
And he thrust it into me and I saw the light in my eyes.
I hope nobody makes a porno out of it. I pray to God.
I'm not writing this.
I want to.
No.
I'm contemplating it now.
I would purposely make it ridiculous.
Nah, don't do that.
I would though.
Don't do
I
that.
couldn't not do it.
You have to.
No, there's no way I could do it and not make it ridiculous.
I feel like we should, and then just like let it go over the years, and then whoever just so happens to have it just writes in it real quick, and just pass it on.
No, that's terrible.
And just write in it, pass it on, and then we just see what happens, where it ends up. If it gets back to us, if it doesn't get back to us, I would laugh my ass off if it ends up on TV somehow.
Dude, somebody's gonna throw that in the fucking trash.
Oh fuck yeah!
Somebody's gonna be like, "What the fuck is this?" Here, I'm gonna throw this in my. It's some homeless dude's gonna find it and throw it in his fucking alleyway, like bonfire. It's gonna end up in a barrel. I would laugh. It's gonna end up in ashes at the bottom of a barrel.
That'd be funny. That'd be a cool concept though for a fucking.
You know what it would be?
Video or
it'd be a good like movie.
Yeah.
Or like a skit.
Yeah, it would be like a good
movie. You can make it like a funny movie, or you could do it like an anthology thing.
I feel like if they made it into like a movie or some shit like that, everybody would just be comparing it to like fucking.
But it could almost be like an anthology series a little bit.
Yeah, it could be.
So where like at the end of every like hour episode, somebody drops the book. Or like the book ends up somewhere, and then the next episode, it's the same frame, and then somebody picks it up.
Yeah, somebody picks up the book, and then they read it.
Almost like some Death Note type shit.
Yeah, it is kind of, but without the death.
Gay Note.
Oh, God. Say they would actually call it The Notebook.
The Notebook.
We just take over the name.
Dude, that's so original.
I feel like they'd be pissed. We'd definitely get sued for that shit.
You know what, dude? I was thinking about this story where this guy puts a lot of metal on his body. Iron Man.
What? I was going to say, you mean Real Steel?
Real Steel. That's not what that's about. That's about robots. I know
that's not what that's about. I'm just saying it. Oh, no. What's that Shaq movie? Kept, what's that Shaq kept... movie called again? Wasn't it just Steel?
Steel? I think it is Steel.
Yeah, I think it was just Steel.
I've never watched it.
I still can't believe Shaq did that movie.
It looks kind of like cool though.
It is kind of cool. I'm not gonna lie.
The cover is pretty lit.
Yeah, it is kind of cool.
I've not looked at it. Not watched it.
Like I watched the shit out of that movie when I was a kid, and I ain't gonna lie to you. Like
isn't there one where he's like a genie too?
Yeah, Shazam.
Thought it was Kazam.
Nah, no, Kazam is fucking Sinbad's movie.
He plays a fucking genie.
Yeah, Sinbad plays a genie too.
What's up with the black genies? Oh, Will Smith. I got to play.
Yeah, Will Smith ends up being.
Well, he was a blue genie.
But yeah, he was technically black.
A black and blue genie?
Well, when you see, he has a point where he actually has
Jada
his own
beat him black
body.
And blue so bad he pretty, had to play a genie?
Yeah, pretty much. I feel bad for my nigga Will. I'm like, dude, oh God, man. I feel so bad for Will, bro. Like,
I don't know. I
feel and like, he tries to come out with some shit and make it seem like he's like a boss again, but then it's just like, you're
I think
just
going to be all right.
I don't know. Like, they need a breakup or something. Cause like every fucking time we see Jada, she come out with some extra shit,
something outlandish.
Like every fucking time, and it's just like we all look at Will like, damn nigga,
the memes,
bro, all the memes.
The memes are crazy.
Will looking like, dude, they trumped the whole, you know, the Michael Jordan memes where Michael Jordan looks like he's crying. They changed that meme to Will Smith now.
Oh yeah,
like I feel so bad.
It's goated forever now.
Oh yeah, most definitely. Like more than, oh God, I feel so fucking bad for him. I'm not even gonna
I don't know. I feel
you.
Like he shouldn't. I feel like they shouldn't be allowed to have like any social media presence. For
fuck
like,
no, that
for
red,
like a year, dude.
That red table fucking shit needs
dude,
to be
that was
done.
Insane.
Like nah, bro.
That whole thing though. Have you ever watched other episodes?
Yeah, like, I did. And everybody fucking coming out confessing about shit and all that crap. I'm like, bro, chill.
I don't know.
Like all you motherfuckers is literally looking for an outlet to vent. Nigga, hop on live. And just start talking.
To me, it's just another one of those me.
Yeah.
Shows.
That's exactly what it is. And it's, man.
And I hate that everybody acts like Jada's like a superstar, too. She's really not.
She ain't. No, she's not. Fucking, even back then when she was young,
she was
Jada,
like in
I
a little bit of the Matrix.
Yeah, she was in fucking, what, the last two Matrixes?
You see her in the new one?
Yeah, I seen her in the new one. Old as fuck.
She sucks.
Oh, yeah. Her character was horrible.
Even her old woman voice sucks.
Yeah, it was horrible. And like the whole... I'm not going to help Neo bullshit when Neo came back to save everybody. Motherfucker, you should have been on your hands and knees ready to help this nigga. But nah, bro. I'm not even going to get into the Matrix movie because that whole movie pissed me off in so many different ways. Like, I'm not even going to lie to you. I'm pretty sure everybody else in the world can feel my frustration when it comes to that movie.
I didn't dig it because it's like the whole reason they brought it back is because now Trinity's like supposedly... Like the one, two. Like they could...
Yeah, like they're both together.
It's like a yin-yang. Like they're a thing. Like,
yeah. You know what I mean? And that was also stupid.
But that's never what it was about.
Fuck no. It was always just about the one person. Like, it was mainly just about trying to break out of the Matrix and shit like that.
And I don't know. I just didn't like the whole new take on, like, the new Agent Smith and the new Morbius.
Honestly, the new Agent Smith I actually fucked with. The new Morpheus was stupid as shit. The whole, oh, I'm a mix between Agent Smith and the original Morpheus. That whole thing was stupid. But the Agent Smith that we got to see, I actually kind of liked him. I'm not going to lie to you. Like, the way he was coming off, I was like, yeah, that's definitely an Agent Smith type of move. Like, the whole coming in at the end when everybody was already fucking pretty much down on the ground and this nigga just comes in and clean up everything. Yeah, that was an Agent Smith move. I ain't going to lie. But fucking the rest of the movie was just trash. Fucking Neil Patrick Harris.
I did like that.
Like,
I did like him.
I did like what he was doing in the movie, but I didn't like the power set that he had. The whole fucking... I really didn't care for it.
Where it was like a time?
Yeah. Yeah.
Slowing down time or something?
Yeah, I really didn't care for that, but fucking his acting and the way he was coming off in the movie...
Played a really good
bad guy. Yeah, he played a really good bad guy. I was fucking with all of that.
I did fuck with that part of the movie. Everything, but like I said, like I watched it on like Christmas Eve.
Yeah, you were.
So I was in and out of it.
Yeah, you weren't really paying attention
to it. But still, like... The moments I did sit down and watch it, I was like, all right, I'm going to get up and mingle.
Yeah. But, like, it was, not going to say it was an all right movie. It was.
I sat down for the last 10 minutes and I was like, all right, I get it. Like,
I'm not going to lie to you, though. This movie really made me like hope and pray that this next John Wick is going to be fire. Because if it's not, then Keanu is falling off.
I don't know, man. I'm kind of not crazy about the John Wicks.
Why?
I mean, they're cool, but.
You mean some of you ain't excited to find out what's going to happen in 4?
I'm not really that excited.
Oh, I am. I'm very excited.
I like the first one.
First one was great.
Can't beat the first one.
Actually, no, I kind of feel like the second one did top the first one.
Nah, it's all right. I don't know. It's just at some point, it's like too much.
Yeah, I can see that.
It's almost, I mean, I understand. Like, I mean,
it's kind of like Marvel.
This is probably right like now. A niche fucking stupid thing to say at this point. Like, you know what I mean? I'm not a fucking filmmaker, but at some point, like, just a little bit too much. Give some more story. You know what I mean? Yeah. But I know, but it's John Wick. It's supposed to be like action packed, fucking shit everywhere. Him fucking killing the shit out of people like crazy. Like,
yeah, I completely understand that. Like, give us some more chill moments.
Getting
and
shot
shit
in
like
his
that.
Bulletproof suit. Like, all right, but how bulletproof? You've been shot a couple times, dog.
No, those suits are real. You can, there's a lot of motherfuckers that really be getting shot up with them suits on. Fucking, I've been watching videos of training videos and stuff like that with officers and military and everything like that. And they actually are trying to integrate those suits and stuff like that.
You've been watching the black dude.
No, fuck no.
Yeah, that's your man.
Fuck no.
He kind of looks like you a little
bit. No. He's
seeing it.
He's definitely Cuban.
Dude, if you did
that. That fool is definitely Cuban.
If you did the hair and just stashed it.
No, I'm not. No, fuck.
And you got the black rubber gloves.
He was an asshole.
If you got the black rubber gloves and you just. Listen, with the earpiece?
He was an asshole.
You know that little CIA
earpiece? Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about. You an asshole, bro.
This little cordless Xbox 360 painted black headset that doesn't work?
Yep. You fucking dumbass.
Dude, have you seen that that one where he tells it's a fake gun, but he's standing in front of the dude and he's like, all right, now try to shoot me. And the dude just backs up 2 steps and he's like, bah, 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 bah.
Yeah, fucking little Asian.
I just shot you 4 times. Bro. And he's like, all right, well, you weren't supposed to move.
Well, motherfucker.
No, and then he's like, all right, try it again. And then, like, he's like, 1, 2, 3. And then he goes at 2. And the guy's all, blah, blah, blah. He's all, still got you.
Bro, like.
And then he gets all flustered and just walks away.
Bro, stupid. Like, fucking, to be honest, in a real life situation, a motherfucker isn't going to just stand there and let you move to try and grab the gun. A motherfucker's going to move out of the way and then shoot you. Fucking hell. You know how many black people watch movies? And how many motherfuckers will copy anybody that they see when it comes to training with a gun?
Oh, yeah, but this goes back to, like, one of the earlier shits we used to talk about a lot on the podcast. Maybe not too early, but the fake martial arts.
Oh, that was early, bro. That was early.
We've dipped in and out of it a couple times.
That was, like, fucking episodes. Like
no, 20s. No. I mean, it's back there. It's back there. But I brought it up a couple times since then, too, in previous episodes.
Yeah, fucking.
But that just rolls into that same category of ridiculous dudes on the internet. Just making money
and extra shit.
Have you seen like the movies about that?
Yeah, I have.
There's the one with Danny McBride.
I think I have seen that one.
It's like A Fistful of Stomp or some shit. It's good though. You should check it out.
I will. I definitely will look it up.
there's like at one, he's like a karate instructor, and at one point he's hosting like this event and shit, and it's supposed to be like a big huge thing. They brought in this like movie star, but he's actually like a real karate dude.
Mm-hmm.
But Danny McBride and his the kids he's training are not.
Yeah.
And so like they're setting up the bricks and shit, and he's all, "You file those down, right?" He's not only like filing down, mm-hmm, so they break, yeah, in the center, and the dude's like, it's like one of the new dudes, he's like, "Yeah, no, I think so." He goes to punch it, and he just fucking smashes his hand. And he's all, he tries with the other hand.
Yeah, definitely. He
fucks up both his hands, and he's all, "So that's nothing.
That's nothing.
It's a warm up. I think my hands are broken. I got this." And then he goes with his elbows, and it's all crack. He's all, "Fuck." He's all right. You give it a shot. And the dude comes up, like, heel kicks it and splits them all.
Hey, I ain't gonna lie. Your feet are probably the strongest parts of your body, so fucking kicking a motherfucker ain't gonna be shit. I mean, you really think about it.
Oh, dude, yeah, like an upward, downward heel kick?
Mm-hmm.
Fuck.
You're pretty much fucking somebody's skull up, like, yeah, more than likely. But man, fucking, speaking of fighting motherfuckers, dude, why does it seem like it's Jake Paul versus the world right now? So fucking right now, Jake Paul's getting ready to fight Mike Tyson, which is already dumb as shit.
Well, I don't know. I don't know how strong that source is, because Mike Tyson's been putting tweets out. And he's like, "I just saw like him at the last thing, mm-hmm, he did, and I haven't heard nothing about this."
Yeah, apparently they are talking about it. I mean, it's in talks, but
it's all hype machine shit, dude.
And then fucking now Jake is talking shit on Connor. And then he's talking shit on Dana. Dana fucking, he's basically calling Dana a cokehead.
Dana's been doing this the whole time.
Yeah, he has been doing this the whole time. Fucking Dana's calling him out on fucking being a fucking, a steroid junkie and shit like that. Fucking, yeah. I'm just like, dude, why is this so serious? Like, why is this kid getting under everybody's skin so goddamn much?
Well, because he's such a spectacle. Like, when you're such a big on that status and calling people out, like, it's like fame versus fame.
Yeah. Yeah, I can see that.
But I mean, dude, he just released video footage, I think earlier today, that I saw Jake Paul, and he was practicing leg kicks.
Jake Paul trying to.
Like, he was getting it. Dude, like, I would like to see him in the cage. If he goes to MMA, dude, and he does good, all the props.
Yeah, I would say Dana can't say shit.
No, I mean, I'll give him all the props. I'll be officially a Jake Paul fan.
Yeah, and that's the thing, though. Fucking early on in his career when he first started, okay, I can see everybody being doubtful, skeptical, shit like that. But fucking now, couple years later, he's still doing it, still going on strong, is actually trying to promote it as best he can, and is actually showing us that he's giving a fuck about it. Why can't everybody just get on his side? Like,
no, he's got to fight a real boxer.
Yeah, I can see that too.
He's in boxing and he hasn't fought a real boxer.
Woodley is technically,
no, he's not. He's a striker, a puncher. It's way different. In the MMA, you can jump and leap, and you fucking, there's a lot more to it. You know what I mean? You anticipate the takedown. He's a wrestler too.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's got good strikes and good knockouts before. And he's got phenomenal knockouts. He was a champion in the UFC. But if you look back and tell, it's different fundamentals. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It's more, boxing's more stand up, like in endurance. You got to stay in there longer. And
I know.
I just, he's not that great of a boxer. A puncher, a striker, yeah. But it's a whole different environment. And plus, he's kind of washed up. I mean, he's not a boxer. He's washed up. He's already retired from the UFC and shit. Like, yeah, he's athletic. But he also took that last fight on 2 weeks' notice, too.
Mm-hmm.
But he's not a boxer. He shouldn't be in there. Like, that's all just money shit, dude.
I know.
I mean, Nate Robinson. He fought Nate Robinson.
I'm not even tripping off that one.
Fucking Ben Askren, who's literally, like, just a wrestler. I don't know, man. We got to get a real fighter in there. That's why I was pumped for the Tommy Fury thing. I wish Tommy Fury didn't get injured, because I was like, fuck yeah, he's finally going to fight like somebody who actually boxes.
It wasn't even that really big of an injury, was it?
I think it was like a rib thing.
Yeah, couldn't he just set out and just pushed it back a month?
I don't know. Maybe he just wasn't. But, well, I don't know, when it's such a big event, because you got to think there's other fights scheduled that night.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's kind of like they have to do that with the UFC all the time. They just did it with Volkanovski and Max Holloway, the third one, the trilogy fight.
Mm-hmm.
Max Holloway got injured, I guess, so now they're putting Korean Zombie in. because he was the next runner up, basically.
I haven't seen Korean Zombies since that fucking night that we all went to
Dave and Buster's, baby. DMBs.
Yeah, that was the last time we saw Korean Zombies.
It was so funny. Like,
didn't he win too?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what he won. Decision. Yeah.
It was just funny though, because like, you were there with your girl. Shiloh was there with his girl. And at the time, I was single.
Yeah.
So, dude, I kept walking around with you guys, and you guys were playing like couples games and shit. After a while, I was like, dude, fuck this. I got to walk off. Like, I could go do my own thing.
Yeah.
Then I found, like, you know, remember how they had those aisle of games that, like, you didn't even know there were games. You looked at, like, the back of games, and then you walk in there, and you're like, holy shit, there's a whole game in here. And then you just, dude, it was, like, so secluded. I just sat in there with my fucking weed pen. Ripping it, dude. I don't even know what this game was, but it was a badass little, like, racing shooting game. I was playing the shit out of it, dude. This dude opened it up. He's like, oh, fuck, my bad, man. I was like, hey, man, get in here.
He's like, you may as well slide up.
Dude, I played around. I was like, get in here, brother. Like, dude, I had my drink. I was in my weed pen.
Bro, we need to go back.
I'm fucking cheers. I was like, come on, let's get this shit.
Yeah, we definitely need to go back. Your girl now, too? Yeah, we definitely need to go back.
Yeah, it'll be a lot for her.
Fucking shit, may as well. Fucking why not?
I was thinking about maybe doing that for my birthday. Birthday's coming up.
Yeah, I know. What, the 21st? Yep. It's crazy. I still remember your shit.
So, yeah, no, I was thinking about doing maybe something like that instead of just staying home and shit.
I feel it. Yeah, we can definitely do that.
I gotta look it up too, though. I don't know what day it lands on right now.
Going to Dave and Buster's?
No, my birthday.
Oh, your birthday? Oh, I was gonna say. Yeah, I was gonna say, you go to Dave and Buster's.
I mean, because if it's on a Saturday, there's a fight night, probably just chill here, watch the fights. But if it's not on a Saturday, you know what I mean?
Definitely can go
probably out. I don't know, maybe I probably won't go out like on my birthday if it's on a weekday because I'm working and shit.
Yeah, so we unless can just do it on the weekend,
unless I schedule to take the fucking next day off, because I'll probably go to work through the day on my birthday, just take the next day off so I can recover.
Right. Shit, I was contemplating doing that this week because fucking my job's been screwing me over on my goddamn schedules.
Yeah.
Yeah, fucking at some points I'll be working 5 days a week, and then out of nowhere I'll be working 6 days a week, and then out of nowhere I'll be working 5 days a week, then 6 days a week, and I'm just like, bro, why do y'all keep on fucking up my schedule? Like,
yeah,
it's just like,
inconsistent.
Yeah, I'm just like, one of these days I'm just gonna say fuck it and call up for at least a good 3 days straight. But you're lucky that I need the money right now.
You give vacation time and all that shit? Or you
yeah, I give vacation time. I have fucking a solid like 48 hours worth of fucking
vacation pay.
Not vacation. 48 hours of sick time, and then I have another 24 hours of vacation time.
That's what's up.
And I accumulated all that within like the first like 3 months of being there, and I'm on my like what, fifth month now.
Oh, that's what's up.
Yeah. So fucking they give you nice hours and stuff like that, or like nice paid time off hours and shit like that. But fucking it's like using them is the bitch part. Because, like, you got to put in advance, like, good couple months in advance before you can even fucking use them bitches. Yeah. And even then, they might still say no. Mm. And it's just like, fuck. Fucking, that's what happened to one of my coworkers, Gerardo. Fucking, he put in his request fucking the beginning of the year. Fucking, and then it was beginning of this year, he left, went on his week break, but he almost wasn't able to go because they were fucking with the schedules and shit like that. And they were going to be like, nah, you can't leave. And he was like, nah, I'm not about to sit there and listen to that. I gave you guys my notice a long ass time ago, so I'm a dip. Yeah. He left. He left for a whole last week. I was in the fucking, in that motherfucker by myself a good couple of days, just fucking cooking alone.
I remember
and shit.
He told me that.
Bruh, I hate cooking alone. I'm not even joking.
All day, that's gotta be lonely as shit.
I don't even give a fuck about being alone. It's the amount of people I gotta deal with, the amount of fucking orders that come in, and I'm by myself, and then I got fucking five other servers outside that's all taking orders,
all waiting on you.
Yeah, all waiting on me to come and get all the orders and shit like that.
Hey, did you do this like that?
Yeah, and then fucking each server has a specific order, a specific way it needs to be done, and then I have a list of fucking like five or six things in one fucking order and shit like that. And it's just like, bro, y'all need to chill. I'm one nigga cooking a full menu by myself.
So do they like come back and tell you like the actual orders, or do they do that like old school like movie shit where like the lady would come back and be like, I need two hams on a stint and a fire poked fucking fish.
Depends on who you work with. Depends on, it really depends on who you work with. So fucking Asian lady Arlene.
I need two dead pigs in a pan. You're like, what?
Fucking that's actually Jennifer. Fucking Jennifer, she'll talk to
that
like
the one who calls you black man?
No, Arlene's the one that calls you black man.
Her name's Arlene?
Yeah, her name's Arlene.
And she's a little Asian lady?
Yep. Little Asian lady named
that's
Arlene.
That's a fake ass name, bro.
Bruh. We all call her Gulai though.
Gulai?
Yeah, Gulai. We all call her, I don't know what that fucking means, but that's what we all call
it. You should probably figure that out.
I should probably figure out what
Galani is. 2022, you don't want to be saying the wrong thing.
Like, bruh. But nah, fucking, that's all we call her and shit. And she's just all fucking, she'll just call me Black Man. Or fucking, she'll try and say Cooper, but it's like Koopa. It's like Koopa.
It's so like she, Koopa Troopa?
Yeah, basically like that. And I'm just like, bro, what the fuck? So, like, I'm just like, you know what? Just stick to a Black Man. Like, you don't have to call me Koopa.
Didn't she say there's other Black people that work there, too, and she only calls you Black Man?
Yeah, there's another big Black dude named Prince. He calls him Prince. Says his name perfectly fine.
Prince.
And I'm just like, fuck you, bitch. And then there's another little new Black kid that just started working with us named Alante.
What?
Hey, it's just like my brother's name. My brother's name is Alantre. I'm not even joking.
Alantre.
Yeah. And my coworker's name is Alante.
That day, what happened?
I don't fucking know what my dad was thinking when he named him. Actually, no, I don't think my dad named her that. I think his mama named him Alantre. I don't know what the fuck she was thinking. I guess
Trey.
Yeah, Trey. You've met Trey.
Yeah, I've met Trey.
Yeah, his name is it's just his name. It's Alantre, but we all call him Trey. It's the same with all my other siblings: Avion, Elias, fucking me. Shit, my sisters.
I just love that your family has the blackest names.
Oh, yeah, we do.
Every time, man. Like, even your stepdad's name is Earl.
Yep.
Like,
dude, that's my mama's name is LaQuanda.
I know.
Everybody love when I say
LaQuanda. You got a Delashine in there. That's awesome, yep. Dude.
I think fucking Amara is, like, the only normalish name.
You got, oh, man.
Like, Kamari ain't even normal.
I think it's funny how, like, I feel like, fuck, this is probably fucked up. But I'm gonna say it anyway. I think it's funny. It's like your mom and dad were sitting there and they just like opened a thesaurus and just like flipped through the pages with their eyes closed, was like, got one. And look.
Like, okay, now let's make this name as black as possible.
It's at a tray.
It's at a tray.
Shay in there.
Yeah, that's fucking, yeah, that's my family though. Fucking, we all have some black ass names.
No, it's awesome.
Yeah, I fucking hate them.
I can't say shit, dude. My name is white as this fucking winter snow.
Yeah.
Sky.
Your mama knew you was gonna get bullied.
And it's unisex.
She knew it. Hell yeah, you was gonna get called Sky regardless. You were a boy or a girl, you would have been called Sky. I'm glad you're not a girl though, because we probably would not be doing this right now. Mm-mm. I would laugh if you were a girl and we were still hanging out like this. I'd be confused as fuck, but I'd laugh my ass off.
Just still saying racist jokes.
Hell yeah, just talking to you like a normal bro. I'd be like, damn.
All right, later, homie.
Peace, my nigga. Honestly, I feel like it'd still be fun as fuck, though. I'm not going to lie to you. I feel like, don't do that, though. Don't gender swap. I'd stab you. I would legit stab you.
I like this.
You can still gender swap and keep that. You know that, right?
Well, yeah, but I don't want tits. I'm not getting tits.
Like, I don't want tits.
And you can't, I don't know, you can't be rocking a wig and some makeup without no tits.
Fucking, what was his one name? There was a guy that we went to school with, fucking red-haired, glasses, curly hair, fucking...
Panda?
Yeah, Panda. There we go. Fucking, I saw him.
Damn, how did that click?
Panda is a girl now.
You told me this. You told me that's like.
Did I?
A while ago.
Because I saw Panda like a couple days ago.
No, you told me this like a long time ago.
Well, that must have been when I first found out about it.
I want to say at least months.
Nah, I saw her now and like it threw me off because I was just so happened to just walk in the store.
So
and
did, then I heard so Antoine.
She came up to me and was just like, hi, Antoine. And I was like, I looked at her and I was like, what the fuck? And then fucking she was like, it's me, Panda. And I was like, oh. What's up, my nigga? That's all I can say. All I said was, what's good, my nigga? Let's start to talk to him. Her, I need to fix that. I'm sorry if you ever hear this, Panda. I'm sorry.
Hate speech.
But nah, fucking, when I saw her, I just started talking to her, chatting up and stuff like that. She was talking to me about her life and stuff, everything. And she was just all like, yo, if we ever get a... like,
tap back in?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, we need all to tap out real quick. Sorry, guys. Real quick. All right, guys, what's up? I had to take a little break there real quick. We were getting to the... little minute mark there we got there. But now back to the story that I was talking about. So fucking ran into Panda after fucking years.
Ran into Panda.
fucking, yeah, we were at the liquor store. I was buying a thing of wraps. I think she was buying something to drink real quick. Fucking doing something. I can't remember what the fuck she was actually doing. But fucking walked in there. She saw me. Fucking said, "Hey, Antoine." I immediately turned around, saw her. I knew who it was, but I couldn't put two and two together when
him,
I first.
Who is now a her, right?
Yeah, him, who is now a her. So I knew just who she was. But fucking when I first saw her, it was just like.
Oh, dude, it'd be shock.
Yeah, it was shock. It was total shock. Like, I was like, "Who? Huh?" And then like, she was, dude, like, "It's me, Panda." And I was like, "Oh, hey, what's up? How's it going?"
Like, dude, but if you move for like 2 years or some shit, then I don't know, we just got caught up in life. And then like one day you just text me. You know what I mean? Like just a text. Like I haven't really seen your social media or nothing. I haven't been keeping up with nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And then you just text me like, "Yo, I'm coming to town." And I'm like, "All right, yeah, that's what's up." You're like, "Oh, all right, I'll be there like tomorrow or something."
Right.
Like I'll be there around whatever. So I'm like getting pumped. You know what I mean? I'm getting like games on or like, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Getting some bro shit ready.
Yeah.
And then you just like I'm like, I hear somebody knocking on the door like outside. Just see like this fine ass black bitch.
Yeah, you'd be confused,
dude. I open the door, y'all. "What's up, doc?" I'd be like, "Just shut the door." just
close the door on me.
And I'm like, "Wait, don't leave. I just need a minute." Just inside, like, "What the fuck?"
I bet that's
gotta be shocking for
me. Oh yeah, like, it was fucking shocking as fuck. And I'm not gonna lie, it wasn't no like fucking negative shit. Yeah, it is a big shit.
Yeah, no, I mean, no reason.
Yeah, it wasn't nothing bad or nothing like that. Like when I saw her, and then like when she said it was Panda, and then like I put two and two together and realized who it was, I was like, "Oh, what's up?" Like, "My nigga, I played league with you. Fucking, we kicked it at school. We smoked together. Yeah, he my nigga still."
So like, was it like a like, was it like, how was the transition? It's obviously still going, but
it's still going, but honestly it's going well. Like, she, yeah. Like, I guarantee you, like, I did not see Panda when I first saw her. Yeah. Definitely saw a girl, like, straight up.
Still Panda,
like, yeah, still Panda though. Like, talking to her, it's still Panda 100%. Like, ain't nothing changed. Panda's still crazy. She's still crazy.
Well, even in high school, she
Panda was a wild boy.
When she was a he was pretty flamboyant.
Mm-hmm. Yep, he was. He was out there. Fucking, he did what he wanted to do and he was proud of it.
Yeah.
And I respected the hell out of that. That was like one of the real things I respected about Panda, is that he did not care.
One day he was walking through the fucking like halls with his girlfriend. He was just like freestyling.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember that.
Killing it.
Yeah, he was. Motherfucker could rap.
He, which is now a she.
Yeah. Was she can rap now. She could rap.
She could rap.
At the time. And fuck.
I love this battle.
I'm sorry.
I love it though because me and you keep making eye contact like on purpose when we're about to say it, just to be like, "Hey, like to verbally be like, this is okay, right?" But as we're saying it, we're not giving it a second. We're like, yeah.
She could rap and it was dope as fuck. And I'm not going to lie, if she can still rap, I definitely have her own one.
Dude, was just laying it down. I remember at the time, I was just, like, writing shit in notebooks. Like, mm-hmm. Still doing what I'm doing. But, like, I was like, well, now I just have it on my phone. But at the time, I was just writing in notebooks.
Yep. And then Panda was over there.
They were just walking by. He just had, like, a beat on and was just fucking slaughtering. Damn, his girlfriend was walking right next to him. And that's when, like, the scene. Business. Remember, like, the scene?
Yeah.
Like, that was, remember there was, like, goth, emo. Yep. And there's scene.
Yep.
That shit died after, like, 2 years.
Oh, hell yeah. Oh,
it was like colorful screamo type shit. Remember?
Yeah, that shit was so horrible.
It was like when Hot Topic really got gay.
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie though. When Cecilia slid by, I was staring hard.
Yeah,
like I was staring hard. Like, fuck Zach. I'm not gonna lie. That's your cousin and all. Fuck Zach. If I had the chance, I would have slid. I did have the chance and I didn't slide. I would have slid.
I don't know. Seems like some contamination.
Shit, to be honest, she hit
but
me
anyway
up now,
but that's like they were all dressed up in that type of shit because that was their thing.
Ooh.
Hold on, we got the Gare Bear. What's up, Gary?
Yeah, I got all my garbage.
Alrighty, I'll make sure that's handled.
Okay.
Alrighty, buddy, you have a good night.
Gotta make sure you get them garbages in the street.
He's shit. A legend, dude. I do it every time too. Now since I fixed the gate. I'm just like, I'll do it. Like, now I just tell him, like, just let me know when you're trash, so
right.
I'll do it.
Yeah. It's quick and easy. May as well.
Yeah. Now, I'm pretty on top of it now. I used to fucking forget a lot. I'd be like, no, I got it. Forget.
I feel it.
like the trash cans would get taken out. He'd be like, what the fuck, boy? Like, oh shit, sorry, Gary.
Yep, you fucking up.
You gotta be on it, man. That's the Canadian monster.
Man, Gary, we'll get on your ass about shit.
You've seen it, dude. Sometimes it's like, it's so subtle, but it's ruthless.
Yeah.
He'll just start bringing all kinds of shit up. You need to do this, boy. You need to do this, that, boy. And they're like, God damn it, Gary. You're getting on my fucking case right now. Just
bringing out your dirty laundry like that.
It's like, because of like, it's almost, to me, it's like because of like old guy boredom almost, dude.
It does make kind of sense. Like, he's just chilling in the house all day. He ain't really doing much anything.
Yeah, just spectating.
Yeah, I'm just watching through the window.
So I see all his problems.
He's trying to help, you know? Like,
nah, he's the man, dude.
Yeah, he's definitely goated. Yeah, he's definitely goated. Most definitely. But fucking...
The fuck, dude? My jewels aren't working.
Not gonna lie, though. Life does really fuck with you in different ways. And not even, like, really fuck with you in a bad way. It can, like, just throw little shit at you that will just throw you off. Because, like, I'm not gonna lie. Seeing Panda after so long threw me the fuck off. And then fucking talking to other people fucking from high school that we all used to chill with and kick it with. Like, fucking Tyrone. He hit me up fucking talking about chilling and shit. Fucking, I said happy birthday to Hunter.
Real, we should probably start chilling off some names.
Yeah, we probably should. A lot of motherfuckers will say some doxing, shit to us.
Don't want to dox nobody. But I don't really fuck with him.
Oh, yeah, I know why. I know.
Just weird, kind of. I always just got weird energy from him. He was always like, and I don't know if it was maybe because of like the you and, you know, the chick thing.
Yeah, I think it was because of,
but he would always like hit me up, friend request me, and try to get me to like rap with him or like check out his beats, or he'd always try to sell me acid.
He's still doing all that.
But it was just like too much. It was like almost like passive aggressively.
Yeah, I can see what you mean by that.
You know what I mean? And yeah, he just seems like he thinks he's way too cool.
Yeah, that was his high school vibe. I'm not like, gonna lie. He did have that
he
vibe.
He seems like he's still kind of like that.
Yeah, a little bit. At least with his music, he does seem like that. Fucking,
I don't like it. I never liked it.
His beats, I did like. His lyrics.
Some decent beats.
Yeah, his lyrics and shit like that, I really didn't care for it. But the beats and stuff, I actually liked. Like,
but boy, dude, could for the make longest, nice he was just trying way too hard to be like Yonkers Tyler.
Yeah,
like Tyler the Creator when he dropped Yonkers.
Yeah, he was trying to be. Yeah, he was trying to be in that category.
Too much of that, because he wasn't even going by like Tyrone the Weirdo.
He was for a little bit.
Tyler the Creator, Tyrone the Weirdo. Like, mm-hmm. He even dressed just like him at the time.
Yeah,
I think he still dresses like that.
A little bit, yeah. I follow him on Instagram and all that shit. He still does, but fucking, he's calmed down. He's been a little chill now. I'm not fucking saying like, oh yeah, we need to start fucking chilling with him and start doing shit with him, but fucking, I might give him a chance just one-on-one between me and him later on in the future.
Yeah, but anyway, fuck this shit. Fuck, you working this Saturday?
I believe so.
Like, what's the hours looking like, though?
12 to 8:30 still.
Fuck.
Like, if we're watching a fight, dude, I'd have to come, like, at the last fight.
You might catch the main event.
Yeah, I'll catch the main event. I caught the last
fight. Nagano versus Gone.
Yeah, I know. That's why I'm like, fuck. I'm contemplating whether or not that, to just call
it's,
out. Or...
Andrew Moreno, I think is his name. The babyface assassin.
I know it's Andrew, but I don't know if it's Moreno.
It is Moreno.
Is it?
I don't know if it's Andrew, though. But I know his last name's Moreno. Because it's Moreno versus Figueroa 3.
Ooh. I'm probably going to miss that fight.
Dude, this is the... I know, that's the second... That's the co-main event. It's for the Bantamweight Championship. Yeah,
I'll probably miss that fight.
Dude, it's crazy, though. This is the first fight in UFC history to be for a title, a trilogy fight, the first trilogy fight in UFC history for a title that's literally back to back to back.
So each one of their fights was for a title?
Back to back, yeah.
Damn.
The first one, Moreno, I think, was the challenger, and I think he lost. But I think it was such a good thing, such a good match. And plus, bantamweight is never really crazy popping these days.
Right.
So... I think they kind of just, they did the rematch, and then it's Brandon Moreno, not Andrew. It's Brandon Moreno. Brandon won, and Brandon got the belt. So now they're doing this is like the tiebreaker, but it's the only trilogy fight for a title that's been back to back to back. Same dudes have not fought anybody else the whole time.
Damn.
Yeah, dude. So that's like crazy, right?
That is crazy.
But the second time that when Brandon won, there was like total respect, dude. Homeboy picked him up and like cheered him on, because Brandon started crying when he had the belt on his shoulder, dude. And the homeboy just picked him up by his leg and fucking cheered with him. And
right.
And I was like, dude, that's fucking badass.
So, and then the next go around, it was not like that.
No, that was the that was Brandon won the second time.
Oh, okay, okay.
Figueroa, I think he had the belt during the first fight.
Okay.
And then he lost it during the second. I think this one, yeah, this one he's trying to get it back. But man, I want Brandon to win.
So you better hope Brandon wins.
Dude, like years ago, he was like doing an interview. It's like a legendary interview. Like after he won a fight, he's like, I promise, maybe not now, maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow.
Oh, yeah, I did see that video.
I will be champion.
I did see that. Oh, shit.
Oh, shit.
Time to find out what we're doing for dinner. What's up? Yeah, we're about to finish up in a little bit.
About 15, so like, 20 minutes.
Yeah, about 15 minutes, 20 minutes. Yeah, well, that's it. Where do you want to go to dinner? It don't matter to me.
I love this. Look at the exclusive sneak peek.
Fucking, we can go get... I really don't want Mexican, I'm not going to lie. What do you want to just go to? Red Robin's, Chili's, fucking any one of those places? Okay, not Chili's, then where?
Olive Garden.
So then Olive Garden?
Olive Garden, what's up, baby?
Dude, where do you want to go? Do you want to go to Olive Garden? You want to meet me over at Maria's all the way down Blackstone? Like, what's up? Yeah, let's just go to Maria's. I'm not even asking, lady. Or what? Where is that place called? Fucking the one on Blackstone. Yes. Yeah, Angelo's. It used to be the Chico. All right then. Yep, I will meet you guys there. All right, bye. Cool. Made that fucking thing finally dealt with and shit. Dude, that's the one fucking thing that I hate about living in a house full of girls is nobody can fucking decide on what to eat, and I gotta be the one to make the main decision. And it's just like, bro, fuck y'all. I'm tired of making the main decision here. Because then people start complaining about what we eat, where we're going, what we're doing, shit like that. And just like, bro, why would you ask me if that's not what y'all want? And then when I finally just say, fuck it, put my foot down, and then everybody just goes where I want to go, then they all want to just look at me like I'm crazy.
Yeah.
And it's just like, nah, fuck y'all. Like, that's why I'm just like, I'm usually quiet and be like, y'all choose, y'all pick, and then fucking they choose and they pick. But nah, all of a sudden, I got to be the one to pick. But fuck it, we're going to go all the way to Angelo's, and that is honestly not a bad place.
What's up with Angelo's?
Fucking, it's a nice restaurant all the way over by the Nickel Arcade, just right behind it. Fucking used to be to Chico's.
That's not even too far.
Yeah, it's not that far. Fucking down the street. Fucking on.
It's like 15 minutes for me.
Yeah. Fucking. So I'm just going to drive over there real quick. And it's good. Like, fucking, dude, they have this nice ass breaded chicken with the fettuccine noodles. Fucking tastes amazing.
Really?
Yeah. You can add fucking whatever you want. Fucking spinach, mushrooms, shit like that. I'll put mushrooms in mine or fucking get a side order of shrimp, shit like that. And just be bomb as fuck. Shit, I might order that tonight. Either that or fucking the chicken parmesan. Either one is fucking amazing.
I know. We need to go hit up like a double date sometime. Go hit like a pool hall.
I'm down. Fucking.
There's one right here in Tower.
Yeah, there's one. Yeah, I remember seeing that. I drove past.
We can hit like Sequoia Brewery and then go hit Tower or something. Or maybe we should hit Bobby Salazar. It's a little cheaper.
I'm down.
On the food. Because if we hit Sequoia, dude, it's probably going to be like a $200-$300 night.
Right. Yeah. Fucking honestly.
But it's so good.
I have to wait till my next check, but I'm down to go.
Or maybe even just hit Sequoia and come back and chill at the pad or something. Because Sequoia, you can drink and shit and do it on Fridays and Saturdays. They got fucking live bands.
Oh, yeah. I'm down for that.
It's cool, dude.
Yeah, I'm down to slide.
It's a little loud on the inside, but like. if you're like sitting at a spot where you can see the band and shit, it's pretty cool. All
right.
It's pretty legit.
Yeah, sometimes I'm definitely down.
Sometimes they play bangers.
Oh yeah, I'm definitely down. Yeah, what the, I'm pretty sure Alyssa would be fucking hella happy to go do that too. We just need to find somebody to watch the kids.
Yeah.
For a solid couple hours and not do fucking the bullshit.
Yeah, for
because we also do have a 4-month-old, so like it's kind of hard to get away from that one.
Yeah. Because that one's a little more attentive.
Yeah, but fucking other than, what is that?
That's the heater behind you.
Oh, I was fucking spooked for a second. I thought like some engine just turned on or some shit.
Turn the thing down. It'll turn off the dial for like the heat. Other way. No. Other way. Yeah, there you go.
Oh. Well, yeah, that fucking scared me for a split second there. I was like, God damn.
I'm on season 2, episode 4 or 5 of Tokyo Ghoul.
You slow, brother.
Nah, dude, it's great. It's crazy. Well, I haven't had too much time lately to watch. It's always around bedtime. And then like I get through like maybe half an episode, one episode, yeah. And then I'm fucking... Because I hate falling asleep because then it'll keep going.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
then I got to remember what episode I'm on and go back.
Honestly, I really wish you watched shit like I did. Because like, I feel like you can get through a lot more
shit. It's hard for me, dude.
I know.
I'm always doing something because I try to make sure I'm up in time for work or early, you know what I mean? There's only so many hours. Like I get home, just try to chill for a little bit, and then I like round 6 trying to cook some dinner.
Right.
And after I cook dinner, dude, like most nights I'll be too tired after dinner. I won't even shower. I'll just shower in the morning.
Right.
So it's just fucking, it's been like my schedule lately. And then on the weekends I'm just fucking either fucking partying or doing something.
I feel that.
Watching the fights.
Yeah, I feel that.
Queuing up. I need to just fucking take like a chill weekend though. Just fucking anime the fuck out.
Yeah, you should.
Like, dude, it's even rough like trying to play video games. Like, it sucks, dude. Like, I'll be like, man, I'll at least put in an hour, like trying to. You know what I mean? And then like something will happen and I'll just be like, fuck, like I gotta do this. Like, I'll just know I have to do something. So it throws me out of the vibe completely.
Right.
I'm like, fuck. I'll be playing, like trying to play, and I'm like, I'm not even feeling it now because I know I gotta go do some shit.
Yeah, I feel it fucking. I have that feeling sometimes, but it's more like one of my kids.
Yeah.
Like, I got to get up and go get them real quick. I got to go take them somewhere. I got to go feed them real quick. Shit like that.
That's fucked up, dude, because it'll almost put me in, like, a teenager mood to where I'm like, fuck, like, this is bullshit.
Yeah. But then yeah, I'm like, I feel
God
it.
Damn it, this is adulthood.
Like, that's honestly what me and Alyssa were arguing about a couple days ago, is the fucking fact that she wanted me to come inside to help her with the kids, and I was fucking doing something on the game, and I was trying to fucking beat it, because I restarted playing Mass Effect, the whole trilogy to it.
Oh, that's amazing.
And fucking, I'm trying to fucking beat a specific level and shit and fucking in the Sparta system. And I can't even fucking get it. Or, well, not Sparta system, the actual planet. That's besides the point. But fucking, she comes in there mad as fuck, and we're arguing shit about the fact that I don't want to hurry up and go inside to watch the kids while I'm trying to fucking beat this shit real quick. And I caught myself in the whole fucking thing because I'm realizing that, dude, I'm on some kid shit right now, acting like a little teenager trying to play the game when I should be just going inside real quick, watch my kids for a couple minutes, and then fucking go back in when I'm good to go. And it's just like, fuck, I really need to get out of that mindset.
Remember like those shirts people wear in middle school? I paused my game for this.
Yeah.
Sometimes you gotta pause your game for shit, man.
Sometimes you really do. And fucking, I'll be pausing my games just to make sure my kids is good. And you got to sometimes. Make sure you got the house cleaned up a little bit. And fucking make sure everything's nice and neat before you can sit down.
Sometimes I'll plan for it, dude. I'll be like, after dinner, I'll be like, fuck it, dude. Fuck my girlfriend. I'm gonna play games. I'll make her watch me play games. I don't give a shit. And I'll fucking, after dinner, I'll be like, fuck, I'm not playing games. Just stuffed and tired.
Yeah, no, I don't have that mindset. If after I'm done playing, I'm done eating, I'll go play a game.
It's funny as fuck to me, too, because, like, you're not supposed to fucking eat and go to sleep or lay down. But, dude, that's, like, my favorite shit. That's my shit right there, dude. I'll fuck up a meal and I'll be like, all right, I'm gonna go chill in bed.
Yeah, no, I'll fucking eat something. I'll go sit out in the garage, smoke another blunt, and fucking play the game for a little bit.
And then sometimes I won't anticipate like how long it will take for me to cook something.
Right.
So like, I'll start cooking, and it'll be like 8:30. I'm like, oh fuck, what'd I do?
What the fuck?
I'm not even halfway done yet.
Like, oh shit, I shouldn't be doing this right now.
Yeah. Then you know what I mean. By the time you get done eating, it's like 9:30, going on 10.
Yeah, he's like, fuck, I need to go to bed.
I need to go to bed, dude.
Honestly, that's why I like when my schedule is at 12 to 8:30, because then I can just chill.
Honestly, I think I need to start staying up till like 10:30, 11 again, because I'm getting shit sleep, dude. Falling asleep early, I wake up at like 3 and I still don't have to get up for like 4 more hours. Yeah, dude, you or should, like 3 more hours.
Start
like,
going to sleep a little later.
But after I'm up, I can't go back to sleep. Yeah. I'm thinking about too much, like thinking about way too much, like getting uncomfortable, tossing and turning.
I feel that.
And I'm getting warm because I'm tossing and turning so much. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I definitely
like,
feel that.
I'm like, I just keep like in my head getting more frustrated. Like, fuck, I can't sleep.
Like, yeah, it's like, fuck this, bro. I'm fucking done.
Dude, I woke up at 2:45 this morning.
Damn, nigga.
I've been up since 2:45 this morning.
Why?
Because I couldn't go back to sleep. I tossed and turned. I tried. And by the time it was like 4:30, I was like, fuck this, dude. I was like, I got to get up in an hour anyway. I was just like, I'm up.
Yeah, bro. Like, start going to sleep at like 10:30, 11.
Dude, I put on fucking Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory.
Oh, my God.
I watched that whole movie. And I got up, got dressed for work, made coffee. I had all the time in the world.
Do you know they're making a fucking origin movie about it?
Yeah, with
Timothy
Chalamet.
Yeah, Chalamet. He's gonna play Willy.
I think it's gonna be good.
I know. I feel like it's gonna be really good.
I hope it's not whack.
I really do too. I'm honest to God, hope it's not whack. But I feel like it's gonna be dope as shit.
Cause he's pretty dope.
Oh fuck yeah!
Did you watch Don't Look Up?
No.
You should.
I still have not watched it.
You should.
Fine, I'll give it a shot. I'll watch it tonight.
You gotta watch it through just to get it.
I ain't got nothing better to do anyway tonight. I'll watch it tonight. I've honestly been knocking out animes on my fucking anime list, like left and right. So I'm pretty much at like, I think 2 more shows to watch, and I really have nothing.
Nah, dude, I fucking love Tokyo Ghoul.
Yeah,
I love the Kaganes, the fucking.
I feel like I need to start rewatching it. I'm not gonna lie to you.
The Kajuas, it's awesome, dude. I love it.
Yeah, I'm probably
different, like little organizations of the ghouls and shit.
Fucking,
I like what's going on with Kaneki as well.
What's the officer's name? Fucking the young one, black haired, fucking the one with the big ass long sword looking thing. He goes up against Kaneki a couple times. He's trying to be on Kaneki's good side and trying to work with him and shit like that. Fucking I respect the fuck out of him.
Nah, he's cool.
Like, I ain't gonna lie to you. That motherfucker.
I'm not too far, man. So don't.
I ain't gonna say shit about it, but fucking dude, like you're gonna love him.
I've been enjoying it all so far.
Yeah,
and I love the mystique it has.
Yeah, yeah, it does have its own little flair to it.
I've been reading the Berserker mangas too.
I noticed. I see that. And, how do you like about that?
Or the Berserk, not Berserkers, but I really dig it because it doesn't even like dip in. Like there's like it's just like a simple story, like just following this one dude. And they don't dip into like like the different chapters. Like they're never like, oh, this is the land of this. Like, and there's like it's very narrow.
Yeah.
And it's not too wide like in its story. It's very just like this is what's going on.
Yeah, this is what Guts is going through.
This dude is on this journey.
Yeah.
Like I dig the straightforwardness about it.
Still can't believe they named him Guts.
Dude, it's the shit.
Like out of anything, like y'all named him Guts.
The Black Swordsman. It's badass.
Hey, it is badass.
Dude, the very first manga, dude, the first page, you open it, and it's fucking, he's fucking a demon.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's fucking the demon, and the demon's like, you fell into my trap. And he's like, nah, I was just trying to give you a little piece of heaven after what I, or before what I do to you. And you're like, God damn. Like, it says explicit content on the front, but Jesus Christ.
They weren't joking.
First page. Very first, you open it, first page. He's fucking a demon. You're like, holy shit.
That's what happens. That's what you get.
That's good manga.
Honestly, there's a lot of mangas like that.
This is my first time ever really reading manga.
Damn, really?
Yeah. Never read manga. Those books aren't manga.
Oh, my Lord.
Remember, this is like the fifth time
we've
done
that. Oh,
yeah,
that's right. Yeah, that is right.
It's just books.
Yeah, those are regular books. They're
no pictures.
Fucking A.
No pictures.
I've blown through thousands of manga and you barely started.
But it's funny because like, I've checked out the manga. I'm just like, I want to watch it.
I feel it.
All the Berserk shit.
Yeah, I feel it.
So that told me not to watch the movies after reading the manga, but I was like, man, I gotta watch it.
Nah, the movie's gonna piss you off.
I don't give a shit. I don't really know too much about the lore or nothing. I'm just interested.
Like the manga, the books, or the movies really don't go off of the manga, which is basically the fucking source material.
You watch Baki?
Yeah, I've watched Baki.
It looks amazing.
I've watched all of Baki. I've watched the original Baki. When it was mostly about his father.
Well, yeah, there's Baki and there's like Baki Hanma or something.
No, that's the same person. Fucking.
No, I know, but there's the shows.
Yeah,
the first one's like Baki, and then the second part of.
Oh, you're talking about the Netflix shit. No. I'm talking about the original, like 1960s, 70s.
Oh, it's been around that long.
Yeah, fucking like the. You remember?
Oh, so they remade it?
Yeah, they remade Baki, or pretty much added to Baki.
Really?
Yeah, they're adding to the story basically.
Like, so it's all canon.
Yeah, everything's canon. So fucking at first you get.
Where can I get a hold of the? Old shit.
The old shit, you need to look online. Like you need to,
you gotta find
it. Yeah, you gotta find it. That's what I did. I was just looking up websites until I finally found it. But fucking yeah, they don't play the old shit like
dude,
that.
Dude, I only need season 4 and then I have all of the original 3 shows of Dragon Ball.
Yup.
Season 4 is the most expensive season.
I know. That's why I didn't buy it. And
its singularity, it's like the most popular.
And I don't understand how.
Because that's when the androids came into play. And that's when we first, dude, the first episode of season 4, you see another Super Saiyan.
Yeah, that dude, is true.
It took 3 seasons to get to Super Saiyan. Or it actually took a whole show and then 3 seasons to get to Super Saiyan.
Yeah, I was going to say it took all of Dragon Ball. And then fucking.
And then season 4, bam, you just have another Saiyan from the future. Frieza comes back as a little robot.
Oh, dude, there's a fucking scene in Super where fucking Kid Trunks is talking about, oh, when he finds Frieza, he's going to slice him up and he's going to kill Frieza with a sword. And everybody in the group stares at him for a quick minute because that little kid doesn't know what Future Trunks did. So the fact that he said all that specifically and the fact that Future Trunks did do that, they're just like, bro, you're definitely going to do that, kid.
So check this out, too. I'm just going to order seasons 1 through 10 of Super.
Okay. You better watch them.
No, I will.
Say you better watch. Better watch.
No, well, I'm probably not even gonna watch through all this shit because I already know perfectly damn well what the fuck happens in Z. All of Z.
Yeah, I was gonna say if you don't know what happens in Z, you're pretty much lacking.
Nah, Z and GT, I know everything.
Yeah,
but I just want to see where Super changed and picked up.
Honestly, the two arcs that you're gonna like the most out of Z is probably the Zamasu arc and then the Top arc. Other than that, most of Z isn't really going to be much of, like, anything. Actually, no. Universe 6 versus 7 tournament, you're probably going to like that one, too.
Yeah.
But fucking, other than that, most of fucking Dragon Ball Super, actually, most of, like, the first maybe 30 to 50 episodes are probably kind of, like, just
filler type shit. Didn't they first come out with, like, a movie?
Yeah, they first came out with a Revival of Frieza. Actually, no. Battle of Gods. Battle of Gods was first. Then Revival of
F. You know, it's funny, though, if you actually look that up, which I was checking out Dragon Ball shit because I was just looking up Dragon Ball Super shit, those movies are still labeled as Dragon Ball Z.
Mm-hmm. That is kind of dope. I'm not going to lie.
So what? So, like, do I have to watch some movies before I watch Super?
No, actually, fucking the first, like, 30 episodes is
the movies.
Those two. Is both.
Oh, it movies. Is the movies. Mm-hmm. Damn, so they're still doing that kind of shit because that's funny. Do you remember, like, when GT was out back in the day, they would sell like DVDs.
Yeah. And then
they would put names for the DVDs, but yeah, they only had like that. 3 episodes on there, like an hour and a half worth.
Yeah.
They've been doing that since Z. They used to sell VHSs. Like my first time I ever watched Dragon Ball Z, it was a VHS and it basically had like all the episodes of the first season of Dragon Ball Z up to where Goku and Piccolo kill Raditz.
Oh, so yeah, they basically showed you like the first 10 episodes.
Of yeah, and then Goku dies.
Yeah. Yeah. Wait, did Goku die? Yeah, Goku died.
He did, and then he had to run all the way back.
Yeah, run through Snake Way to go to King Kai, run back through Snake Way. Fly back through Snake Way to make it to Vegeta.
Well, he was running it first.
Yeah, he had to run first and then learn to fly by King Kai.
Yeah.
Fucking got stopped up by the snake bitches in the middle of fucking on the way to King Kai. I ain't gonna lie, Goku was dumb for that one. Like, all he had to do was just keep running. I get it, though. He got hungry.
It's badass, though.
It is badass, though. Fucking.
Yeah, no, dude. Like, I've been, like, staring at my fucking anime collection lately, and I'm like, hell yeah, dog.
I just can't wait for Bleach to come back. That's, like, the only thing I'm, like, more excited for, and it doesn't come back till
October. I gotta start watching that eventually, because I thought there was only, like, 5 seasons. There's 19.
Yeah. There's a lot. Well, technically, there is actually 12 main seasons.
Well, yeah,
all of the other shit is filler as fuck.
Yeah. Like, well, they call it the king of filler.
It is filler to all high hell. Oh, I'm not even joking. Yeah, we're getting to that time, guys.
All right, we out this piece.
Oh yes, we are.
Episode 55 in the bag, dude.
It was a good one. I hope you guys enjoyed it,
because I'm a bad man.